We get a ham, we get the bacon, and then you get liver and heart and all that stuff, you know, and then we get tenderloin out, and then we take the lard out, you know, and render it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that used to be natural for me. I used to put ground butcher for the neighbors.
Oh.
It worked all the
time. How did you work that? Did you build a fire if the neighbor came in? Did you give him fire?
Did you give him some? Oh, you mean give him some meat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they go home and leave, they come help you, while you give them a lot of meat. Oh, you have so much, you know.
Well, you give, way, I guess, when you help them, you have
Yeah, we maybe give them enough for putting a week when they go home, you know. Last them a week. You know.
That way it didn't spoil.
No.
I think I asked you about head cheese and cooking cornmeal and stuff. What do you call milk that's just starting to turn sour?
Well, it gets blinky. Just mixing in salt. Just blinking up, it ain't good.
Boy, that's miserable, isn't it? Oh,
I ain't take breakfast or something to get some blinky milk and then throw it all in. Oh, morning, I got some. She was bought up in Gold Star. Brings it here around town.
Uh-huh.
You know, every once in a while they get, you know, sold their trucks and then let me on the saw. Then you buy it, you know, and you don't wash it. You pour it in something and ruin what you done it.
Yeah. What do you call milk when it's thick and sort of curdled?
Clabbered.
And then if you take milk and boil it and hang it up in a piece of cheesecloth?
Yeah, we met Mom used to have a cheese in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, make cheese. She used to make a lot of cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have an orchard?
Oh yeah, my dad had. When my father died, we had 200 peach trees.
Boy.
Oh, I tell you, the year he died, I tell you, we never seen them so full of blooms. And it come a late freeze for 3 days, way up in April, you know. And yes, oh, just kill them blooms. We'd had 200 or 300 bushel of peaches. And I remember he felt so bad, he says to me, he says, I'll never live to see them bear. And you know, he never did. He took it, he ate so bad, you know, he lost that peach crop. He said to me, he says, I'll never live to see them ever bear. And he never did.
Huh. Was he ill? Or?
Yeah, he was sick. You know, he was sick when that happened, you know, bad health. Oh, they had to work so hard to kill himself.
Yeah,
he'd get caught out, he'd go to your car, walk hand out, and a lot of times that river would get up and he'd have to camp on the other side. And they'd have to take horse blankets, so come blizzards, so the horses didn't freeze to death. Oh, they went through enough to kill 20 men, not 8. Well, this generation couldn't take it.
No, I couldn't.
They couldn't take it. No, they wouldn't take it. I couldn't now.
I'd pack up and go back east.
Oh, you would. You couldn't take it. You just couldn't do it.
When I was out in Arizona, I used to think how lucky I would have been if I'd been born 100 years earlier.
Oh,
and that country out there was all open and free, and I thought, yeah, I would have probably had my hair hanging in some Indian's
head. Oh, boy. I tell you, you got the poor heart of the dead broke you by and pulled out of
Yeah.
Well, our pops said, just neighbor after neighbor, just couldn't make any money, just pull out and leave these for me. Pop, you know, I'm telling you about the other day, you hear, borrow them $1.25 and they buy Wick's Fire groceries. Now, that's what they went through.
What else did you have in your orchard? You had peaches?
Oh, Papa had plums. We had apricot trees, so we'd take pictures and brace them. I've got 3 big tubs full of apricots off one tree.
Boy.
And he'd come to Missouri where they really raised them, and he'd have pears, plums, apricots, peaches, apples. Oh, I wish you'd seen the trees. I'll show you when we get out there how far our orchard runs when we get outdoors. I used to carry peaches and stuff off on the ground. I used to get tarred carrying them to the hogs. he used to have a lot of hogs. He'd have a high slot on 125 head of hogs here, you know. He had fence for it, you know. We took that hog war up since he's died.
That's when you had the 200 acres on his.
Yeah.
Boy.